I'm Tom Ziegert. I'm the pastor at Venice United Methodist Church. Thanks. While Bonnie's coming up, I'll take the opportunity to welcome you to the Venice Center for Peace with Justice and the Arts. The arts are about you. We're in a kind of womb created by middle school youth over the past 10 years who have worked with Inside Out Community Arts. And they had a play last night about the racism between the green, blue versus the green people, and another play on love. And it was a great night with a lot of fun. And this is the kind of stuff that that they do here as well. Bonnie.
Hi. We are launching, thanks to the inspiration of Andy Lieberman and Ron Kovic, a Blue Ribbon Campaign, the Preemptive Peace Initiative. And this is where we all are going to start wearing blue ribbons, put them on our doorways, hug a tree, put a ribbon around it, anywhere to make your statement that now's the time to bring the troops home. Without delay, without war. And this is a way we can show others nationwide, worldwide, that we don't want war, but we want peace. There are ribbons over at the table, so please come on over and pick up some information sheets and some ribbons. Thanks a lot.
Now, Joe is with the Answer Coalition. He also has to be somewhere, but he wants to tell us something important that's coming up Saturday. So, Joe from the Answer Coalition.
Hi. Howdy, neighbors. You can talk back. It's not TV. It's okay. I came all the way from Santa Monica. Yeah. So we're all making sacrifices to be here. My name is Joe Delaplane. I'm a volunteer with ANSWER, Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. We've been organizing teach-ins, marches, and rallies since September 11th. And we invite you next week to take part, in a worldwide simultaneous peace demonstration here in Los Angeles. We're meeting at Hollywood and Vine at 1 p.m. And I brought some flyers. Jefferson, do you mind? Can I give these to you? And we're all organized enough to where we can just pass these around, right? So that'll give a little more information about it. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention. I'll be really brief. I'll be like 3 minutes, and then I'll introduce Reverend Tom. But I don't know if you know about this. It's votenowar.org. This was started as in remembrance of Martin Luther King's birthday. It's sort of a birthday gift to him. We're going to drop 1 million signatures in Bush's lap to say no to war. We're up to 800,000 now. People can do it online because, oh, yay. Actually, you know, I encourage applause. So please, if I say anything that even remotely interests you, plus it's good for the circulation, you know, and you can keep your hands warm. So it's over here at the table if you want to sign up, or you can vote online, votenowar.org. It's not Florida, you know, it's like it's open to anybody. They actually count the votes this time around, you know. You don't have to be registered. It's just, it's open. Encourage anybody to do it because it's a way to sort of get the... No. Yeah, they don't like... Just put it through the blender. So that's over here at the table. Anyway, like I said, I'll be 3 minutes and I'll be very... succinct. That's why I wrote stuff down. So, again, if anything I say interests you, by all means applause, because it'll seem like I'm taking longer to do this. The first thing I want to say is the U.S. government has a chronic problem admitting when it's wrong. Anyone? Yay! See? It's interactive. Such as the Japanese detention camps in California during World War II, when the U.S. citizens were rounded up, families were split apart, and people were locked up based on racial profiling. No one, or never one to learn from its mistakes, California continues to round people up. It's a nationwide problem since September 11th, but here in Los Angeles in the past months, hundreds of people have been arrested and deported for being Muslim. Ironically, the same people who support these roundups are the ones who are complaining there's not enough religious freedom in this country. Begging the question, religious freedom for who? This current administration is banking on us all to be too racist and too scared to stand up and protect each other. Good. Yay. You're catching on. We can get the wave going later on. So once we get into this, food's coming, folks. The energy will pick up. Opportunists are using people's fear to make a buck and to bully us. If you remember the sheer size of the flags that people were flying behind their cars, certain people, immediately after September 11th, you know, the kind of flags that were enough you could cover a house with, you know what I mean? At what point does patriotism become intimidation? If Bush is so concerned with protecting Americans, why not demand that the government finds those Americans who murdered other Americans with envelopes filled with anthrax? Yay! The use of anthrax is still considered germ warfare, right? Since when do we allow vigilantes to decide who's innocent and who's guilty? Yay, power, peace. Trent Lott denies his own racism. Meanwhile, Arab men, citizens in this country, are killed by Americans calling themselves patriots. Women are chased down streets, called names. Children are beaten up in schools, assumed to be Middle Eastern, even though some were Asian and Latino. It's interesting to note that the people demanding an eye for an eye are the ones who want to dispense the punishment but don't want to be on the receiving end of it. This government is addicted to nuclear weapons and energy. Instead of helping us kick the habit, George Bush acts like a twisted combination of Dr. Strangelove and Dr. Evil. He's pimping us into deeper addiction. Some people are willing to pay a lot of money for the luxury of remaining ignorant. They kid themselves that if they don't know the details, then they don't have any of the responsibility. We the people are stopping Bush's war. We in the peace movement have forced him to do what he said no one could make him do. We made Bush wait. We made him turn to other countries for help for his war, and we made him plead his case before the UN. Before the peace movement really started applying pressure, Bush was saying things like, damn the Scud missiles, full speed ahead. Now he's having to backtrack. There's still time to stop this war before it starts. The peace movement is better organized and more diverse and larger by hundreds of thousands of people than it was before the start of the Vietnam War or the first Gulf War. It's something you can be very proud of, and don't let CNN or Fox or the nightly news get away with calling this anything other than what it is, a preventable war. At this moment in time, remind your friends and family that there's too much at risk to indulge in feeling hopeless or helpless. The economy sucks. People are eating out of trash cans. We can't afford housing or health care. Prescriptions are too expensive. Classrooms are overcrowded. Teachers are underpaid. Hospitals are closing for lack of funds. But prisons are being run for profit. So many libraries have closed, kids are turning to Barnes & Noble when they want to read books in the richest country in the world. The deficit is increasing. Good-paying jobs are dwindling. In short, we got enough problems to solve already. Don't let the government create more. If someone asks you why there's so many marches and events going on and things happening right now and you don't know which one to go to, just remind them that this is our way and your way of keeping the pressure on George Bush, preventing him from launching a preemptive strike. Encourage them to attend as many as they can. They're ours. Everyone's invited. They're free. They're open to everybody. And it's our way of promoting preemptive peace. Lastly, and in closing, don't let a guy who wasn't even elected in the first place get away with murder. Okay, I'm sorry. If you can, volunteer. Our next event is a student walkout planned in 2 weeks. We always encourage kids to stay in school, but they came to us because the ROTC is recruiting students of color on their campuses and because the federal government is cutting funding to high schools that don't turn over students' names, phone numbers, and addresses to the military. So this is a justified walkout, and besides, this is a whole new generation of peace activists, and they deserve your support. Lastly, this coming Saturday at Hollywood and Vine at 1 p.m., get there early, parking's at a premium. We're the ones stopping this war. We're all the ones stopping this war. So bring signs, bring noisemakers, bring friends, and please come out. So thank you very much. Okay. Oh, I'm Joe Delaplan. I'm with Answer. So okay. Thanks.
as we get Will, I think Will is going to talk about how the co-op fits into the whole peace movement thing here and talk to you about the status of the co-op right now. And with no further ado, I'd like to introduce Will.
Well,
tell them about the food that we're going to take
out. Okay. Now, part of the reason we're timing speaking with the co-op is that we're about ready to serve our pasta dinner, which was provided from the co-op. We have a vegan pasta dinner that is all bought through the co-op with good, you know, organic, non-irradiated, genetically engineered food. And if you think about it, it's peaceful food. So we want to tie in, you know, peace and the co-op and the cooperative movement. One of the problems in our society, and the reason we have events like this today, is the basis of economic organization is ill-defined profit-seeking, which tends to be domineering imperialism and militarism. So these are corporate forms of economic organization that are seeking, you know, greed and private goals. Cooperatives, you know, have principles and are, you know, voluntary, open membership, you know, among them. But the purpose of a cooperative economic organization is to benefit the members and the community that it serves, not to make private profit. So, you know, the Venice Ocean Park Co-op has been around 26 years. It's been challenged the last year. It's the oldest co-op in L.A., as Stephen Yell can say. It's been challenged the last year, but it survived, even though people weren't quite so sure. As everybody know, in December, you know, the sales went off. You know, things have changed in the co-op in the food business. There's the, or, you know, farmers markets now serve organics. We have, you know, the whole chains of health food stores and health food supermarkets, and the co-op has stayed the same. So we are revamping the co-op. We're going to provide food service. We're changing some of the product mix. We're adding different, you know, product items that we never were added before, and we're going to survive and expand into not just being a food co-op, but also, you know, a cooperative cafe, a bicycle co-op, you know, a variety of businesses, you know, like what happened in Spain with Mondragon, a series of co-ops, or perhaps the syndicalism that, you know, was under Tito in Yugoslavia. We have a variety of economic organizations whose purpose is to benefit the community, not to seek private profit, but it is to be responsible and you know, have a measuring tape in its decision-making that isn't defined by the generally accepted accounting principles from the accountants. So we don't have the Enrons and the accountants' greed. We have a different measuring tape, one that includes social costs, psychological costs, cultural costs, as well as just the private profit. So we're almost ready with the dinner here. Yeah, Maroa is our store manager, and she's took over from Ross. Let's even get Maroa up here. Yeah. Maroa Washington, and
hello everyone. Good to see all your wonderful faces here. The peace rally and anti-war protests. It's really good to have you all here. We thank you for coming and helping to support the co-op. We're trying to stay afloat, and it kind of works with war and peace because you have a choice of what you eat and where it comes from and everything. So we do ask that you all come in and help us to make the good decisions and keep the good food coming. And just keep on fighting for that war to not happen. Thank you.
Peace and freedom, we believe in a world that's safe to live in. We believe in the power of our love to make a change.
You've been listening to excerpts from an anti-war pro-peace teach-in that was held on Sunday, February 9th, 2003 at Venice United Methodist Church in Los Angeles. It was organized by a group called Coffee House Teach-Ins. They're an all-volunteer group organizing teach-ins around the city and directed by Andy K. Lieberman. If you'd like to learn more about their upcoming teach-ins or how to get involved, visit their website, www.stopuswars.org, or call 310-203-1000. 1542. This has been a production of Radio IMC LA, a joint project of the Los Angeles Independent Media Center and KIL Radio. The LA IMC is online at www.la.indymedia.org. That's la.indymedia.org. KIL Radio is at www.kilradio.org. Radio IMC LA webcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time on KIL Radio. If you'd like to comment on this show, or if you have an idea for a future show, please drop us a line at radioimcla@doityourself.com. If you enjoy our show, please tell a friend and listen in again next time to Radio IMC LA.